Matt, how are you today?
Good afternoon, and how are you doing, sir?
Oh, I could be better, I guess.
Okay, let me get you state your name and ADC number for the record, sir.
My name is William Thomas Manafee, 063759.
Okay, and you appeared before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the three allegations on your warrant. And based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on June 26th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And I don't believe you can hear me. Can you hear me pretty well now, sir?
I hear you all right now.
Okay, just want to make sure. I guess I'm going to talk real loud. I don't need this whole microphone on. Okay, sir. Okay. Sir, you cannot see us at this time because we're doing this by way of telephone, but there are five board members participating in the hearing this afternoon, and they are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Neil Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your chair of your panel this afternoon, sir. And we also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Officer of the Day. Mr. Manafee and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God or do you still affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, sir. As I stated, you have three allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one is that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about September 26, 2017, from a TAS-DCMS lab report dated September 29, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of heroin, 6 m.a.m. on or about September 26, 2017, for the TAS-DCMS lab report dated September 29, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That is also true, sir.
Thank you, sir. And finally, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the New Solutions 4430 North 23rd Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, and establish your residence on or about October 2nd, 2017, as verbally directed on September 29, 2017. Your whereabouts is unknown, thus you was in a slumber from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
Yes, sir, that is true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Manafee, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, now we're preparing to go into phase two of your hearing. This is a very important phase when we will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision, sir. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we get that information, then we'll come back and we'll talk to you, and then the board will make the determination. So we can hold on, and we'll be right back to you, sir. Mr. Turner, would you give us some background information, sir?
Mr. Manafee was released from ADC custody on 8/29/2017 and arrested on 1/24/2018 by Phoenix PD on an ADC warrant and a Superior Court felony warrant. New charges, there were no new charges, just the warrant. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5/30/2018 with an adjusted CCD of 3/23/2019 with 114 abscond days. Current conviction, 2009 forgery, 6 years. Prior convictions, 1986 burglary, third degree, 4 years. 1987 commitment B, count three, burglary, third degree, 4 years. 1987 commitment C, count one, burglary, third degree, 4 years. 1991 commitment D, count one, burglary, third degree, 8 years. 1991 commitment D, count two, burglary, third degree, 8 years. 1998, burglary second degree, 6 years, 6 months. 2004, commitment F, count two, misconduct involving weapons, 5 years. 2004, commitment G, count five, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2009, commitment H, count one, theft of means of transportation, 9 years. 2009, commitment H, count two, dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. This is his sixth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, he is a suspected white supremacist. Prior term to supervision, 2003, TIS release, absconded for 70 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with possession of contraband, drugs, possession, manufacture of a weapon, extortion, conspiracy, threatening, and rioting noted. Other arrests, 1998, DWI license suspended, revoked, Arizona fined. 5 of 1998, DWI license suspended, revoked, Arizona fined. He has a GB score of G5, V6. Status of the Superior Court warrant for forgery, offender was sentenced to 6 months.
Okay. And
I've never had a DUI, sir.
Okay. Well, that's what the Department of Corrections shows, so that's something, unless we find something out different today, but that would be something that you do need to work with your CO3, because if that's in your record, then it will continue to appear, so you might want to check just to make sure that the mistake has been made on that one, sir. Thank you, sir, because we do not have authority to change it, that's what I'm saying, but okay. CO3 can work with time comp, and they can make whatever necessary corrections that needs to be made, okay? Okay, and how many days did you say that he had absconded? So you said, and I just didn't write it down.
114 days.
Okay, thank you so very much. Okay, now we're back to you, Mr. Bonifield. Just want to talk with you for a few moments. It seems to me that based on information we have, when you were released, you were approved to reside at 2429 West Vista Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, and then you were approved to reside at 4430 North 23rd Avenue in Phoenix, and then you were not given approval to change residence. So those are the two places where you resided while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay, did you have any employment, sir, while you were out?
I did have employment, but after I got the last dirty UA and kicked out of the halfway house, I kind of got scared because I had all these other charges that I was page two from the yard, and I was worried about that. So I don't know. I take full responsibility for my actions.
Okay, sir. Now, in terms of employment, what were you doing when you were employed, sir? What kind of work?
I was working for Cavco Industries. They made mobile homes.
Oh, okay. So you have some skills, so you can use those skills once you're out. So that's always good. We always feel good when skills are involved. So we commend you for that. Okay. Now it seemed to me that you apparently, what, when your color was called, did you miss any days? What happened there, sir?
I missed a day, and then the parole officer asked me to go down and drop a UA, so I did, and it was dirty. And then after that, I dropped again, and it was dirty again. I have a drug problem, a serious drug problem, and I have plans to correct that if I can go into that.
Okay, well, let me just ask another question. Maybe we'll let you go into it, because this is your hearing, sir. This is not mine. But it seemed, based upon information contained in the warrant, there were two primary drugs, that methamphetamine and heroin. Those are the two major drugs that you use, or are there others, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, sir, you said there was something that you wanted to tell us. I'm all here,
well,
sir.
So well, like I said, I take full responsibility for my mistakes and my actions. And if I was to be released, I'm going to contact Community Bridges for counseling and mentoring with a support team. I plan to go to Crossroads or Church on the Streets discipleship program. It's a six-month program, faith-based boot camp. And I know it sounds, I've done a lot of things since I've been in prison. I've been doing this a long time, and I'm getting old and I'm getting tired. I mean, this time since I've been in prison, I got my GED. I went to Cochise College for custodial services and advanced custodial services. So I've done some good. And I think my main problem is my drug problem. any programming the board asked me to do if I can get out. I want to succeed, and I'm afraid to get out without a tail. And if I go back and do this 8 months now, I'm doing the easy way. I don't want to do it the easy way.
Okay, sir. Well, we want the best for you. However, we have to take everything under consideration, but we know that there are some excellent programs out there. But have you participated over the years since you've been a part of the criminal justice system, you know, off and on for a number of years? Have you done any programming at all to assist you with your substance abuse or problems?
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I've done all kinds of programming. It's just none of them are really any good in on the yards.
Okay. What about when you were out, sir? Have you taken advantage of any when you were released, sir?
Well, no, sir. I've never really been out that long.
Mm-hmm.
I always get out and I go back into doing the drugs and I get caught up in doing crimes, and it's a vicious cycle that I'm stuck in. That's why this time I have some tools to work with as far as community bridges and crossroads.
Okay. And have you done anything that maybe that didn't work for you, but have you done anything with AA and NA, any of those type programs, and been taking advantage of any of them, sir?
Well, yeah. Well, when I was out this time, I went to AA meetings or NA meetings every day.
Okay. Were they helpful or they were not helpful?
Well, sometimes they're helpful. It kind of depends on where you go.
Did you find a mentor or someone that you work with?
I did have a mentor, and he kept trying to steer me in the right direction, It's just, I was already scared of the charge that I got convicted of, and yeah, I was just stuck back into the cycle. But if I can go straight to community bridges and crossroads when I'm released, it'll be a lot better for me. Because my problem is my drug problem.
Yes, sir. I can see that. Yes, sir. Now, would you be kind enough to tell the board what you were doing those 114 days that you absconded, sir?
I was living homeless. I was just living homeless, doing scrap, and I was collecting aluminum cans and things like that to survive. I wasn't doing anything.
Okay. But you were finding ways to get some heroin and some methadone.
But yeah, that's how I always did it. I was collecting cans to do this, or copper wire or whatever was available. I mean, I wasn't out committing any crimes, but still, I was living homeless and doing drugs.
Okay, sir. Well, at this time, let me see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time. Board members, any questions for Mr. Manifee? Okay. I do want to ask you one other question, sir, and then we'll move on. I do take note that, and you don't have to respond to this one, I just take note that initially, I think you already answered it. You know, initially when you signed up for the hearing, you said that you wanted to waive your hearing, and now you decided that you wanted to come before the board. What made you decide to want a hearing today, sir? Well, I'm glad you're having a hearing, so don't get wrong. Yeah, misinterpret what I'm saying. Just curious, sir.
Well, back in January when I signed my warrant, I wanted to go to the board. And then when I was here, I got released mistakenly. June 20th, I was released mistakenly. I went to the parole office. I had to sit down with a parole officer and did intake and everything. I was outside on Grant waiting for my ride. And when they asked me to come back in, I went back in. I knew I was going to get rearrested because the dates were wrong. I just want to do everything the right way.
So
that's the reason I've always wanted to see the board.
Okay, well, that's a very interesting thing that you called my attention. I had no idea on that one that you had been.
Yeah, I've got the intake paperwork sitting right here in front of me.
Okay, sir.
From the poll board.
Yes, sir. Okay. And I'll say this, sir, about your use of drugs in there. Two in particular that I'm looking at the moment. One is the methamphetamine. The cutoff level is 500, and you are all the way up to 30,000, not 3,000, 30,000.
Probably because I've just gotten high.
And with Martha, you were 300, and that one was 32,000. You were using pretty heavy. That's all that I'm saying. You were using pretty heavy while you were out there.
Yes and no. It was probably that high because I had just gotten high.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, sir, I don't think there would be any questions. Yes, sir, thank you. So we must have a little bit of time.
It's just an opportunity. Mr. Maniff, you have a question?
Yes, sir.
We can't retry old charges, and we're not here to add new ones, but out of curiosity, how much does heroin and methamphetamine cost out on the street these days?
Like these days right now?
Yeah.
Meth is really cheap, and heroin's not far behind it. I mean, I could get a gram of each for $40, probably.
That is very cheap. Okay, thank you for your honesty. It just puts the street in perspective for us. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions, board members? Board members don't have any further questions. Anything, Mr. Turner? Mr. Turner don't have anything? Sir, we're coming to us at the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing, and we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself before the board goes into discussion. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Well, I'd just like to ask the board to let me try and succeed. That's all I'm looking for. I'm afraid to get out without a tail.
Thank you so very much, sir.
Thank you.
Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, but that you will stay on the phone, because as you probably know, I don't think you've been for this board at one time, but we operate under the open meeting laws in Arizona, which means that you can hear everything that we say. We don't do anything behind closed doors. Everything we do it in public, and we don't discuss your case before you come before this board like you are at this very moment. So the board is now going into discussion. So please remain quiet, but please stay on the phone.
Okay.
I find that Mr. Manafee is a very honest individual, and I can appreciate that with anyone. I think that he does have, and for a number of years, he's had a serious problem with using illegal substances, and of course that's something that that we all know that that's not good. It's not good, and I can agree that that this is a real challenge. But there's a couple of three things that concern me, and then I listen to other board members. One is the fact that while he was out this time, and we're looking at the most recent time that he was released, and before he came back in, continued to use drugs while he was out on the streets. Well, literally, he was out on the streets. The other one that concerned me is the fact that he did abstain for 114 days. That's a little less than 4 months, not quite 4 months, a little less than 4 months. And I'm always concerned about someone who's out, who's been out for that period of time. Therefore, I recognize the fact that his release date is March of next year, which seems like a long time, but I'm not sure what he would do if he was out there at this particular time, out in the community. But I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, and I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be based upon the discussion that I've had with Mr. Manafee, information provided by the Department of Corrections, as well as information containing white number 2017W3418. And my motion is to find that he did violate terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, based upon what I've stated, and I then move to revoke this community supervision based upon that claim.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Kalanis. Sir, it does not give me any pleasure at all, but the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. We wish you the best, sir, and we hope that you will find a solution. And I hope that will be some programs that you can find while you're still incarcerated. You will be released on March 23rd of next year. Thanks so much for participating in the hearing today, sir. And this will end your hearing at this time, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.